One of the secrets of actualizing your ideas, and also one of the reasons for trying to actualize your ideas, is the development of willpower. It takes willpower to actualize anything. And in the process of trying to actualize, you develop your willpower. With willpower, you can succeed at anything you try. Without it, you can't succeed at anything. Willpower can be developed by setting yourself small tasks and then gradually, well, carry those through to completion, persevere until you've done them, and then do something a little more difficult, and a little bit more difficult, and so on. Keep trying to push your horizons further and further outward. But to set yourself a task, and once you've set yourself the task, once you've set your hand to the plow, don't turn back, but keep going. This kind of willpower is something that very few people have, and it's absolutely essential in life. We need to have that kind of, you see, it's the willpower that generates energy. And if you don't have willpower, you don't have energy. If you don't have energy, you hardly have life. With the willpower, you can generate that kind of energy that helps to overcome any obstacle that you hope to overcome. You know, there are two ways to approach the obstacles, trials, tests, difficulties in life. One is what I'm saying, and the other is the opposite. That's the alternative if you want to take it. Get drunk, take drugs, go and sleep it off, try to go under the bridge instead of over it, try to sort of become less and less conscious of things, hoping that therefore, not being aware of your tests, they won't bother you anymore. It's like a woman I read about who her husband had died. And friends of hers asked, people were asking friends of hers how she was taking it. And these friends said, oh, she's taking it beautifully, just beautifully. Her doctor gave her some pain-killing pills, and she's been taking them, and she hardly knows what's going on. Well, is that taking it beautifully? When she comes out of that, she'll be faced with the hangover of those pills that she's been taking. And in addition to that, of course, the same pain, just finally recognized. Many people in this world, whether they go so far as to take drugs or to drink themselves into stupor, many people in one way or another hope to overcome their difficulties by shirking them. Well, you know what happens when you try to diminish yourself so as not to be noticed by them? They seem to become bigger. And the more you run away from your troubles, the bigger they become. The more you try to avoid them, the bigger they become, the more menacing. There's only one way, and that is to make yourself bigger than they are, to rise above them, to meet them. This is the only way. You'll never find happiness, you'll never find fulfillment, and sooner or later you will have to reach this point if you haven't already, but it's something that we all have to work on. To develop that kind of willpower, and through willpower to summon up the energy to overcome our obstacles. So then, to develop willpower, as I said, take one thing. Don't try the big tests right away. Don't try the big challenges right away, the big accomplishments, but take a little thing and work with that, and then try a little bit more and a little bit more. But the important thing is, whatever you try, once you've set your mind to it, don't back down. Therefore, take something that you know you can do. If, however, because this can happen, if you thought you could do it and you failed, then there's another thing that you need to do. Don't think of it as failure. Think of it as a stepping stone to success. Tell yourself that, well, you haven't yet succeeded, but if you keep trying and trying and trying, you'll get there in time. I remember many years ago, back when I was 20, and before then, I used to smoke. And I tried many times to give it up. And I would give it up for a little while, and then I think, well, but it was so nice to have that smoke with my morning coffee or with my evening dessert or whatever it might be. And so I'd go back to it. And I might have done, as many people would do, say, oh, I'm weak, I can't do it, I've failed again. If I'd reacted in that way, I would have been weakening my willpower and making it increasingly less probable that I'd ever be able to kick the habit. But instead, fortunately, what I would tell myself is, well, I haven't yet succeeded. And so I, every time I'd go back to it, I would think, well, okay, I'll just try again, maybe next time a little bit better. And this went on for a year. Well, I remember one night after a year, I was rooming with four other fellows, and I said to one of them, I just suddenly had the conviction, now I would give it up. And I said to one of my roommates, I'm giving up smoking now. Well, he smiled tolerantly. He said, oh yeah, I've heard that one before. But I was very definite this time, and I just said, no, I just felt it. All those failures affirmed as potential success had built my willpower up to the point where I could finally say it and really mean it. And in fact, the following morning I woke up without any desire for a cigarette. I had a half-empty pack that I kept in my pocket in my shirt and passed out to my friends until they were finished. A couple of weeks later, I never had another desire. So remember, willpower can be developed in the face of failure if you will just keep saying, well, I haven't yet succeeded. But basically, if you can do whatever you're doing and carry it through to completion, every little victory will be a great stepping, a great step in the direction of that final victory of actualizing these greater ideas. So if you have a great idea that you want to actualize, then begin with skirmishes. Begin with little things that will build you up to that final challenge. Little things that you know you can work on, little things, points that you need to study perhaps to further your potential for later success, people you need to talk to in order to maybe enlist their interest, whatever it might be. Another thing that will be necessary is to always keep in your mind this thought of wanting it, desiring it, so that you always, in the back of your mind, there's this thought, how to do it? How will I be able to take advantage of this opportunity in order to get there? You will find that if you keep that thought, that very thought will keep growing in intensity, and your willpower will grow in that thought to the point where finally you can take a hold of the thing and make it happen.